Hello, hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode, a special episode of the Daily Friend Show. We're going to be trying out a new segment on the show called The Podcast Report. And I'm joined today by Viv Vermark. You may know her as an investigative journalist and public speaker. Perhaps she is more famous for being a presenter on South Africa's iconic travel show, Going Nowhere Slowly. She's now gaining infamy as a dismotivational speaker. She does jiu-jitsu, has a dog called Bonky, and can be seen taking her 1969 Chevy Impala for a spin around Cape Town, which sounds a lot more exciting than my life. But Viv, thank you very much for coming onto the show today. So what exactly is the podcast report? What are we trying to do here?
Thanks, Nicholas. I'm a consumer of podcasts. So my contribution here on this podcast report is as a consumer of podcasts, not necessarily as a political commentator. I'm just a person who started consuming her news and current affairs information via podcasts. Because, you know, podcasts are becoming more than just a source of news, they're entertainment. And I think partly it is because of the video component that, you know, you don't just read the news, you can watch it. And we are flipping through the podcast channels like we used to do back in the day on SABC 1, 2, and 3 with remote. We're going on this channel, Daily French, Rob Herzog, that one. And we are absorbing the characters because we can see you in that same way. So we have opinions about that one's hairstyle, that one's beard, what's in the background. So it's become for us a form of entertainment. So that's the spirit in which I do it. But I also want to be an informed and active South African citizen. So that's what I'm doing. I am surfing the podcast so people don't have to. And when I have a topic that I need a bit more clarity on, I say, yeah, I don't know what I think about this. I consult the podcast. And that's what the podcast report is about.
Very exciting. Yeah, I'm not sure how I'm going to stand up to this level of scrutiny, but, you know, hopefully the spotlight won't be too much on me. The other thing that sort of, you know, I just want your thoughts on really is, I do worry though, it you know, I think you mentioned to me in some of our discussions, or perhaps it was in your piece, and just to be clear, you can read the podcast report in written form on thedailyfriend.co.za, so do check that out. But, you know, aren't we making a mistake by sort of combining entertainment and news? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm not qualified to say whether it's a mistake, but it is a reality. And I think part of news as a result then, and politicians, it's become performative. And Donald Trump is the leader in that you respond to the feedback. And I think, I'm not sure whether it's a mistake, but that's definitely what we're doing.
Yes. No, that's
that we are confusing news and entertainment. And I don't even think who started what anymore. But that's the way it is.
No, it's true. You have to be a performer to make a splash in our very crowded media environment these days. But Viv, why don't you tell us what you have on the platform today?
Yebo. Okay, so today on the podcast report, I'm looking at the topic of Helen Zille for Joburg Mayor. And I consulted a few podcasts, and it might seem odd to put Helen Zille as Ozempic and water and beer into the same category, but that's what happens if you consult a podcast to get clarity on a topic. So the Helen Zille becoming Joburg mayor is such a hot topic and everybody's talking about it. And I want you to be clear on how I feel about it. So firstly, I started with Rob Herzog, who started the Truth Report. And you know, Rob is this very energetic person. So the first thing you do when you see him on any podcast is try and gauge how much Red Bulls he's had to drink or what his excitement level is, because it's always this tuft of hair and he feels like a geskitter. And he's, he said on the State of the Nation podcast two things. And the one was that Helen Zille running for Joburg mayor was perhaps the biggest chess move or the biggest political shakeup in recent South African history. And he said it with that very fiery way of it. Then the second thing he said on that podcast was that he was on a Ozempic. And he had lost 10 kilograms in 2 months using only Ozempic and not even changing his eating patterns or doing any exercise. So those are two main things. And I think both claims might be slightly exaggerated or salesman-y, But it's quite interesting because he mentioned that Frans Cournier said to him while they were on an aeroplane to Johannesburg, this thing about Helen Zille running for Joburg mayor was a big political upset. And I heard Frans Cournier speak to Ramon Cabanac on another podcast, and he asked him, Ramon, who is the DA leader in Gauteng? And Ramon didn't know. And that was the problem, said Frans Cournier, that the DA has to understand that voters don't necessarily respond to message, what is right. They respond to character. They respond to impact. They respond to other things. It doesn't mean that they are uninformed, but the DA has to learn to play politics the way South Africans consume it. And I think that part of it is 100% correct. And the DA don't have stellar characters at the moment. So Helen Zille, in that sense, is not a bad one to shake things up. And I'll shake things up. And I won't be surprised at all if that conversation on that podcast had something to do with the DA's decision to start touting Helen Zille for mayor of Joburg, which she is now. As opposed to the Ozempic in that conversation, I've also taken Ozempic, and I can say my results have not been as great, and I ate less and did exercise. So that just shows you that billionaires yet again get richer and thinner while the rest of us don't. Next, I looked at the Sizwe Mpofu-Walsh podcast, Dr. Sizwe Mpofu-Walsh. And that podcast, compared to the Truth Report or even products like the Daily Friend podcast, of which I'm a fan, 300,000 subscribers. So it's a massive set. And the elegance and the legacy of Sizwe. Now he sits on that set. It looks like a top billing set. It's not some oak sitting in his study with a bookcase behind him or wherever the other guys do it. And it has that gravity to it. And he brings on Prince Mashele, who's a very powerful commentator and speaker. And they're wearing these suits. And you know, whatever's going to be said carries great gravitas. And Prince Mashele says something, and you can see because you're watching, we watch for these things, that whatever he's about to say is something that's difficult for him to say. It is something that he understands might have a ripple effect. And he says to Sizwe, he says, I'm going to tell you something, but he has this voice. I'm going to tell you something that I've never said in public before. But if Helen Zille runs for mayor, I will vote for her. Now, he's not a Zille fan, he's not a DA fan, he's a staunch ANC supporter. But somewhere the ANC has crossed the line for him that he will actually now publicly say, I will support Helen Zille. And his point is that Sandton doesn't have water. How can Sandton, the richest square mile in Africa, go for 4 days without water? The ANC are now a criminal enterprise, he says, with Cyril Ramaphosa, the chief criminal in charge. And I'm sitting there to this man delivering this speech, and me and Sizwe Mpofu-Walsh are looking at him thinking, he said it, not me, but he said it, and he said it in a very powerful manner in a way that he know might offend his friends and his colleagues. Everything that turned to dust, he says, everything they touch turns to dust, full stop. Because so that's what we get from the Sizwe Mpofu-Walsh podcast. The Rational Standard guys tend to come at it from a very technical point, because they're constitutional lawyers, they're very clever people, and I often struggle to keep up with the technicalities of the argument, but they're valid, and they focused more on the hope that a DA mayor might return to some form of decentralization or federalism, some of which might be in her power, but not a lot. Then they are guys that are more like the school teachers or the Dominee when they talk, no, very straight up and down. David Ansara and those guys are professional guys. So they don't have the large size of the personalities of the Sizwe Mpofu-Walshes or the Rob Herseths of the world, but they bring something else to the conversation. And then out in the middle of that, the suits and the beards and everything is so neat. Then pops out Zaid Mthembu, who has a smile that lights up any podcast and any room if you've ever heard him speak. And he says, yes, we must be cautious to not put the hopes of a city or a future in one person, that we have to rather fix the system. And we have to teach people of all segments of society that it's cool to be responsible for yourself, to not rely on government all the time. He is a big fan of Joburg, so he says he'll probably vote for Zille, didn't commit, but not because he likes Zille, but he loves Joburg. He loves the place. He likes the vibe. He likes the way they solve problems. And it's a vote for Joburg, which he thinks the ANC can't deliver. Then he said something quite charming, I thought, because he loves his beer, I'm assuming. And Helen Zille once said that she would think of taking away alcohol, use of alcohol. People couldn't buy booze over weekends anymore, which he doesn't agree with. But he says, Helen Zille, I'll give you my beer, but if you give me running water, I'll vote for you. So he'll trade his beer for running water. And I thought that was a lovely analogy. And I hope she does that, because that's what people will be voting for. They'll be voting for service delivery and who they think they have the best shot at delivering it. Now, certainly, Zille is qualified for the role if she does run for it, because she's in the political arena. She has served in all three tiers of government. I'm just checking so I don't get it wrong. The Western Cape's Education MEC, Member of Parliament, Mayor of Cape Town, and the Premier of the Western Cape. And she was even elected World Mayor of the Year in 2008. Will that be enough? Tom Eaton said in Times Live, maybe not, maybe not. He said that the Zillification of Johannesburg is mission impossible. And maybe Johannesburg is too far gone and the voters are too young for somebody like Zille to make an impact. But I hope she does run. And so does Michael Morris, the head of the media at the Institute of Race Relations, because he says Zille has the confidence and clarity of conscience as well as the political courage to show what being answerable means. So I am with Morris on that, that she has all of those qualities and that she should run. She has said herself on a podcast, Joburg might be tired, but I'm not. And I think that is so cool. And because of that, I would vote for Zille. And not only that, I would add that according to the consumer and the voting public, Zille appears to have bigger balls than John Steenhuisen and Cyril Ramaphosa, mostly combined even. And she recently appeared on a reality show called Cormorant's Braai. How cool is that? And she was wearing a sexy lace apron and making a pineapple upside down cake while her sons were laughing at her. And that type of humanity and multitasking skills, I think it's extraordinary. And I would vote for her. And whether she wins or not, I think it's a sign for South Africans, not just about the DA, Zille and the ANC, but it's a sign for us that if we say we say no to the ANC in Johannesburg, it's a sign for all South Africans that we have the power to make a difference. That's the biggest thing for me that can come out of Helen Zille running for mayor, not even winning, that South Africans have said we have the power to make a change, because we've become addicted to the status quo where we think nothing can change. So with Mashele and Mthembu, people are saying, hang on, this is a vote I might never have made. We're prepared to make this vote. That is the biggest win for me. And definitely, if I was still living in Joburg, I would vote for her, definitely. But the final word, as is customary on the podcast report, goes to a sample of the PRS public report survey data set. That means I talk to random people on the street and I ask them about it. I went to the supermarket while I was doing this column and asked the lady at the till. I said, listen, do you know who is Helen Zille? She says, yes. I said, what do you think of her running for mayor? She said, well, are you Helen Zille? And I said, no, I'm not Helen Zille, but it's an honest mistake to make. I'm sure older white ladies over a certain age all look the same to you, but I'm not her. I just want to find out what you think of her running for mayor of Joburg. And she said, but she's from here. She's from Cape Town. And she's very good. And I said, yes, but she's so good, people are thinking she must go to Joburg to sort their problems out. And this woman said, hey, Sugawena, she must stay here and sort out Cape Town's problems. We have enough of our own. Joburg can sort out their own problems. And that was the podcast report. Nicholas?
Oh, awesome stuff. You know, I think there's so many interesting threads to kind of just pull on there and just sort of think about. I think what you're saying about that sort of excitement and character in politics is really real, particularly in the social media age. You know, we just have this huge deluge of information. And, I mean, you know, even podcasts, I mean, how many are there to choose from? You know, you compared it to SABC, but there's a lot more than just three options on the plate. So
and
we sort of
and
have
and
this...
I think Yes, sorry, we'll get our rhythm as we know when to interrupt. But I think that's a very powerful point that there are so many podcast channels and TV. So if your day now gets filled up by so many more, once a week you can watch Seven Delon or Dallas, you're not watching the stuff the whole day. That's why it's become entertainment. It's taken the place of the TV in your house.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you know, I can't be I can't but sort of echo the sentiment of kind of that seems to be coming out from all the podcasts is that Zilla running for Joburg mayor does sound kind of exciting. When I heard the news, I thought of, and we've talked about it on the show. I mean, I was very down on that Tom Eaton piece because I thought he mischaracterized Joburg a bit as being too much of a place that's where people go to work rather than a home. I'm from Joburg, you know. Yes, I've run away to Cape Town now, but I've always thought that it was, you know, I've always thought of it as home, and you know, a lot of people I know still think of it very much as home. But yeah, no, we talked about that on the Delayed Front podcast, so there's that's here neither here nor there. Viv, anything more from your side?
No, but I also agree with you and Thembu that Joburg is a place worth saving. I still regard it as home because I'm new in Cape Town, and the place has a vibe and the people and a survival attitude, and it's worth fighting for, and it's worth just improving for. I absolutely, I would vote Zilla or forever, but get up and vote and make your voice heard.
Yeah, no, that's something I'm always an advocate of. I think people really don't recognize the power of voting. There's this sort of deep cynicism in so much, and it's not just a South African problem, to be honest. It's a problem all over the world. But people really, I think, underestimate how much power, you know, engaging in the political process actually has. It's difficult. It doesn't always give you exactly what you want, but it's better than the alternative, which is not doing anything. Which almost always lends results in, you know, continuation of the things you're exactly pissed off about. Okay, well, thank you very much, everyone. We hope you found the podcast report interesting. We will be fine-tuning and tweaking and all that as we go along, but I think that this was an interesting first episode, and you can read it once again on thedailyfriend.co.za. And thanks very much, Viv. We'll see you all next week. Cheers.